To begin our class on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we will responsively recite one verse, Mangalacharana, auspicious prayers of invocation given by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Volume 1, verse 15. And this prayer is also used as the Sambandha Adidev Pranam Stotra. Sambandha. Sambandha Thakur. In Brajadam, there are teen Prabhu. Madan Mohan Prabhu, Govinda, Radha Govinda Prabhu, or you can say Madan Prabhu, Madan Mohan Prabhu, Govinda Dev Prabhu, and Gopinath Prabhu, teen Prabhu. These are the Mukhya Murtis. Mukhya Murtis for the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Chief, main deities for the Gaudiya Sampradaya. So he has given prayers to glorify each of these Mukhya Murtis, and this is the prayer to glorify Madan Mohan, because this Chaitanya Charitamrita is actually written by Madan Mohan. Simply, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami at the age of 80 or 85 years old, he somehow managed to hold the stylus on the palm leaves. He would just hold it like this, trembling, and just meditating on the lotus feet of Madan Mohan, moment to moment. And then his hand is moving like this. And it kept moving for 3,500 shlokas. Something like this. There's 3,500 shlokas in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And they are the essence of Vedanta, the quintessence of all Vedic knowledge, all Gaudiya Siddhanta, all Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva, Nam, Jiva, Dham, Bhagavan, Srishti, Pralaya, all Tattvas, Shakti Tattva, everything. Refined, condensed, fresh, tasty, sweet, inspiring, purifying, and educational. This is the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we will speak and you can please reply. Jayatam! Glory to the all-merciful Radha Madan Mohan. I am pungor, lame, crippled, and ill-advised. Mama mandamatir gati, my mati, my intelligence is slow, stupid. I'm ill-advised. My intelligence, my mati, is not giving me any good advice. My intelligence is not giving me any good direction, insight, realization, or power, strength, revelation, sporty. Nothing coming. Buddhi nash hoga. Buddhi, nothing there. Because I'm old, I'm feeble. When you become old and feeble and weak-minded, you're senile, your memory doesn't work, your brain, your synapses, your nerval synapses don't fire. They're retired, they're burned out. They're not firing, so you can't... This is called buddhi, or de-rogue, buddhi-rogue. When the buddhi, when the intelligence, when the heat, the fire in the brain... There's D-Agni, Jataragni, Ak-Agni. When the fire in the brain goes down, D, intelligence, D-Agni, Kamhe, then Roghoga, the disease. So then the Ayurveda, the Vaidya, he increases the heat in your brain so you can get fired up. So you can think fast, clear, and through a vast area of subjects, and recall all that you learned, and recall everything you've heard, like a Shruti Dhara. Shruti, you hear and you hold. Whatever you hear, you hold. So we're the opposite of that in Kali Yuga. In one ear, out the other ear. This is the modern version of the same shloka. So whatever you hear, you forget. But the ancient ages and the sages in ancient ages, whatever they heard, they would remember. They'd hear it and catch it. Oh, Guru Vachan, Guru Stuti, Guru Shiksha Agya. I hear it once, remember it forever. Dhara, I'm holding it. I hold it in my heart, I hold it in my mind. I never forget it. But now it's... We ask, as we all had the experience, we attend Bhagavatam class and we're somewhat awake. And later we say, oh, Prabhu, were you in Bhagavatam class? Yes. Okay, that's the first question. Second question, were you awake? Yes. Okay, second question, first second. Third, did you hear with attention? Yes, I think so. Now, what was the class about? Okay, let me make it easy. What canto of the Bhagavatam was the class on? Seventh canto? I think eighth canto. Bulgaya. Vismaya. Vismaran. Sila. So this is 500 years ago. Krishna's Kaviraj, he's saying, Mama Manda Mater Gati. My intelligence is not taking me to the right place, to the Param Gati. It's not taking me to the lotus feet of Madan Mohan, which it should. Mama Manda Mater Gati. My Mati is Manda. Mama Manda. My intelligence is slow. Manda. Sumanda Matayo. Mandu Bhagyu Padrata, first canto of Bhagavatam. Kali Yuga symptoms, Kali Yuga lakshana, Manda Samanda Matayo, Manda Bhagyu Padrata. Right? So, what to do? What is the recourse in such a situation of helplessness? No ability, no capabilities, no memory, no thinking power, no physical power, no mental power. Trembling. This is a nervous disease. What's it called, this disease, when you're trembling like this? Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's disease. It's trembling. Hey, Baba. And it doesn't mean ecstatic symptoms. It's not the ecstatic symptoms of a Baba Bhakta, absorbed in Shudanam and Lila Smaran. Beads are trembling on the end of his hands. It's old age. Senility. Buddha Jana. Old man, Buddha Jana. Not the enlightened one, but the old one. Buddha is the enlightened one. Buddha. Old guy. Old man. So this is the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He's blind. He's deaf. And he has Parkinson's disease. What does he have? What is the good thing he has? Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. He's a Shuddha Bhakta. And his lotus feet of Madan Mohan are enshrined in his heart. Charana Renu, the dust particles from the lotus flower of Madan Mohan's feet are sprinkling over his mind. The dust particles, the pollen, this yellow particles of dust falling from the lotus feet of Madan Mohan are sprinkled on the mind, Shuddha Bhakata Charanareno. And that's very anukulya. That's very Krishna anukulya, favorable for serving Krishna. Savasya chaham riti sannivishto mata smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Krishna says, if this dust is sprinkled on your mind, if the dust of my feet, Charana Renu, this makarande, right? This is the makarande, the nectar from the lotus feet of the Lord. There's that song by Rupa Goswami in Stavamala. Mana mana samadu karam arpaya nija pada pankaja makarande mana samadu karam. Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, Manamana Samarukaram Arpaya Nijapada Pankaja Makarande. This is the description of the Shuddha Bhakta, Srila Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. And with this asset, With this in his hand, he compiled the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This was his asset, the mercy of Krishna, giving memory. Right? Savasya chaham rilisani vishto matasmitir gyanam apohanam cha. Smriti, gyan. Krishna gives remembrance and knowledge. To whom? To the devotee. And who receives it to the greatest extent? The pure devotee, like Krishna's Kaviraj, Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Parampara, your beloved Gurudev. Fantastic memory coming from the lotus feet of the Lord. So he's uttering this prayer. This prayer is so deep and so much meaning and so much revelation and realization. Although externally and physically nothing. Nothing there. Brain finished, ears finished, eyes finished, hands finished, nerves finished. Khatam ho gaya. Sharir khatam ho gaya. Just dragging some bones. He's simply dragging some bones slowly, very slowly up the hill of Dwadasaditya Tila. Dwadasaditya Tila. Where Krishna warmed up after playing ball with Subal. And they threw the ball in the Jamuna, and Krishna jumped in after it and floated down the Yamuna, downstream, from Kaliadaha, and came up at Dwadasaditya Tila. Very, some cold. If you're in the water too long, you become cold and your fingers turn like a raisin. Well, your skin becomes like kishmish. If you're too long in the water, in cold water, you get all wrinkled up. You go in the Ganga too long. Look, Krishna's all... Oh, yes. And he's little boy. How does little boy calculate? He's on the bank of the Yamuna. The sun is also there on the bank of the Yamuna, shining brightly. It's winter time. And he's cold. So I can simply stand in the sun, basking in the rays of the sun beside the bank of the Yamuna. But he was looking, oh, I'm so cold. It doesn't seem to be working. I'm not getting warm. Oh, look at that tila. There's this small hill, a small mountain is here. I think if I run to the top of that mountain, I will be closer to the sun planet. And if I get closer to the sun planet, then naturally you become warmer. Because the closer you get to a fire, what happens? You get hotter. So he's a little boy. He says, this is Pogandalila. This is Ramanreti Lila. And he's thinking, oh, I'm cold. It's cold down here by the banks of the Yamuna. I know the sun is shining on me, but there on the top of the hill, if I run up there, surely I'll get warm. Because the sun will be warmer up there because I'm closer. So he ran up there. And what happened? 12 sun planets collected on the top of the hill. Because Krishna's idea and Krishna's ichcha is always fulfilled. He said, I think it will be warmer on the top of that hill because I'll be closer to the sun. So all the devas, all the sun planets, everyone has to fulfill Krishna's desire. It must be warmer on the top of that hill. Although by calculation, by logic and naya and reason and mathematics, it's impossible. It's the same temperature on the top of the hill as it is on the bottom because it's the same sunshine. It's still 93 million miles away. Only a few feet doesn't make any difference. But he ran up there and he became so warm. 12 sun planets all side, like you go in these fancy clubs and they have heat lamps on all sides and you get tanned on the front side and back side. So Krishna, he was up there like this. So slowly Krishna's Kaviraj was dragging his bones up to the top of that hill. He says, Pangor. Pangor means crippled. He was using a walker. So Krishna's Kaviraj dragged his bones to the top of the hill and prayed, Oh, Madan Mohan, Oh, Madan Vachayatam Surato Pangor Ma Manda Matagati Matsavasva Padambojo Harada Madana Mohino. Something like this. So this is the scene, the background to the shloka. Now, we're going to finish the Adi Leela today. And the next week on Monday, we're going to begin with Madhya Leela. This is chapter 7, Lord Chaitanya and Five Features, text 164. Matarate pataila rupa sanatan dui sena pati kaila bhakti pracharan. Lord Chaitanya dispatched the two generals, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, to Vrindavan to preach the bhakti cult. Purport. When Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami went to Vrindavan, there was not a single temple. But by their preaching, they were gradually able to construct various temples. Sanatan Goswami constructed Madan Mohan Mandir. Rupa Goswami constructed Govindaji Temple. Jiva Goswami constructed Radhadamodar and Gopalbhatta Goswami Radharaman. Lokanath Goswami Gokulananda Shamananda Goswami Shamasundar Temple. So many temples were constructed in this way. For preaching, construction of temples is also necessary. The Goswamis not only engaged in writing books, but also constructed temples, because both are needed for preaching work. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the cult of his Sankirtan movement to spread all over the world. Now that the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has taken up this task of preaching the cult of Lord Chaitanya, its members should not only construct temples in every town and village of the globe, but also distribute the books that have already been written and further increase the number of books. So that means distribute all the books of Srila Prabhupada that already have been written, and distribute all the other books that are written by his disciples also, and other grand disciples. Now our grand disciples are also producing books, like our Sripad Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj. He has produced a very nice book about the Mahima and Leela of Srimati Radharani, printed in Mayapur. It's called the Glories of Srimati Radharani. Very beautiful get-up and very attractive. It's all Leelas from various Brajmandal Prakama books, etc., collected in one book. Very nicely done. I think it's also in Bengali. And our Jitamritu Prabhu Pandachi has also written several books, I think, about Bhagavad Gita commentaries on different shlokas. So you'll make a whole series on Bhagavad Gita. Serial. So 20 volumes. So Pandachi is going to only write 20 volumes this year. Srila Prabhupada ki. This is all Prabhupada's glories. If the tree is glorious, you measure the glories of the tree by the quality of the fruit. Oh, it's a very beautiful mango tree. It's wonderful. How many mangoes does it produce every year? Oh, 5 or 6. 5 or 6 mangoes. But in ISKCON Jagannath Mandir in Mayapur, we also have mango trees. One mango tree gives 5,700 mangoes. One mango tree gives 3,900 mangoes. It's a fact. It's a good tree. It's a devotee tree. So this is the glory of Prabhupada. So here Prabhupada is saying, build so many temples. Not only one temple, build temples in every town and village. Rupa Goswami was delegated by Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. They were sent to establish mandirs and Bhakti Shastra Likana and Mandir Stapana and Srimurti Seva Samstak established the worship of the deities and preach Pravachan. Radha Krishna Tattva Siddhanta Pravachan. So these four activities they were given as Guru Agya of Mahaprabhu. So this is a bona fide activity to do. So this is very interesting. He said, we should not only construct temples, but we should write so many books and distribute so many books. Nityananda Gosan Patayla Godadeshe Teno Bhakti Pracharila Ashesha Visheshe. As Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were sent toward Mathura, Nityananda was sent to Bengal to preach extensively the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. The name of Lord Nityananda is very famous in Bengal. Haribo Nitai Gaur Sitanath. Haribo Prabhu. Nitai Gaur Sitanath. Haribo. So in Bengal, Nityananda's name, Nitai Gaur's name, is very popular. Of course, anyone who knows Lord Nityananda knows Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. But there are some misguided devotees who stress the importance of Lord Nityananda more than that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is not good. Nor should Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be stressed more than Lord Nityananda. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, left his home because of his brothers stressing the importance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu over that of Nityananda Prabhu. Actually, one should offer respect to the Panchatattva without such foolish discrimination, not considering Nityananda Prabhu to be greater, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be greater, or Advaita Prabhu to be greater. The respect should be offered equally. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. All devotees of Lord Chaitanya or Nityananda are worshipful persons. Apane dakshina desha karila gaman, grame grame karila Krishna nama pracharan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to South India and he broadcast the holy name of Lord Krishna in every town and village. So whatever the Guru is ordering his followers to do, the Guru also does. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is acting as Guru, giving Agya, Guru Agya to his followers. Nityananda, you go there and preach. Rupa, you go there. And I will go to the south. And as Senapatis, as Vaishnava Senapatis, commanders, we will spread the teachings of Radha and Krishna and this Gaudiya Siddhanta. So he's not sitting idly. Everyone go out and preach and I'll eat Mahaprasad. He's also going out in great duress and difficulty to preach the glories of the holy name, Nam Prachar. So our Gurudevs, they don't just sit around. They're traveling more than us. They're preaching more than us, writing more than us. Whatever they're asking us to do, they're also doing. So this is the Acharya. He shows by the example. Now, Setu Banda Prayanta Kaila Bhaktira Prachar, Krishna Prema Diya Kaila Sabara Nistar. Thus Mahaprabhu went to the southernmost tip of the Indian peninsula known as Setu Banda, Cape Comorin. Everywhere he distributed bhakti cult, Krishna Prema Diya, and love of Krishna. And in this way he delivered everyone. Sab Nistar. He delivered everyone. Krishna Prema Diya. By his glance, by his touch, by his words, by the sound of his voice, people receive Krishna prema. Eta kahila pancha tatvira vyakyan ihara shravanehaya chaitanya tatvagyan. I have thus explained the truth of the pancha tattva. One who hears this explanation increases in knowledge of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Panchatattva is a very important factor in understanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are sahajiyas who, not knowing the importance of the Panchatattva, concoct their own slogans, such as Bhajanitai Gauru Radhe Sham, Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Hare Krishna Hare Ram, Sri Radhe Govinda. Such chants may be good poetry, but they cannot help us to go forward in devotional service. In such chants, there are also many discrepancies which need not be discussed here. Strictly speaking, when chanting the names of the Panchatattva, one should fully offer his obeisances. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivrinda. By such chanting, one is blessed with the competency to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without offense. When chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one should also chant it fully. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because there are some groups, some very popular groups, with very famous gurus, they only chant Hari Ram. And they're spreading what they call Raghunuga Bhakti. And they're teaching Raghunuga Bhakti and they publish books in Hindi with Rasiya Bhajans in Brajbhasha and Hindi. They're very famous personalities, but they only chant Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, like this. So this Maha Mantra, the Mahaprabhu is chanting the full mantra. One should not foolishly accept any of the slogans concocted by imaginative devotees. If one actually wants to derive the effects of chanting, one must strictly follow the great acharyas. This is confirmed in Mahabharata, Mahajana Yena Katha Sapanta. The real path of progress is that which is traversed by the great acharyas and authorities. Basically, throughout the Gaudiya Sampradaya, all of the bona fide lines of followers of Mahaprabhu, Gadadhara Sampradaya, Nityananda Advaita, etc., they all chant some type of Panchatattva mantra. In other words, we chant the Panchatattva mantra that we chant, which is so familiar to all of us. It was revealed in this world by Jagannath Das Babaji. Jagannath Das Babaji, in his own ecstasy of Gaur Smaran, and he was just in his ecstasy at the end of his life, he was having darshan, sakshat darshan of Panchatattva, and he spontaneously uttered this prayer. And in his ecstasy, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shvasti Gaur Bhaktivinoda. The point that Prabhupada is making, we should acknowledge, respect, glorify all five members of the Panchatattva to attain prema. This is the bona fide process and the bona fide mantra. Recognize and glorify, this is the principle, don't get lost in the detail. The principle is glorify the members of the Panchatattva, and then one attains prema and perfection in bhakti, braj bhakti. We're worshipping Radha Govinda. Shri is Radha. Krishna is Govinda. Sri Krishna and Chaitanya is the energy, the living energy of love that they create when they combine. So this is Sri Krishna, Radha, Sri Krishna, Govinda, Madhav, Gopinath, Chaitanya. When they combine, and this is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu means Rasaraj. Maha means Mahabhav Radharani, and Prabhu means that Prabhu, that Rasaraj Prabhu. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the combination of Sri Krishna and Chaitanya creates life for everyone in this world. It generates the greatest ecstatic life for among themselves in their divine union. And that they distribute all of that ecstasy as Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu. So our Gurudev gave us this rasic Panchatattva mantra. Because our mantra is full of Brajabhav and this Yugal Kishore Prema, Shringhar Ras, Ujula Shringhar Ras. Because mantra, there's mantra art. Every mantra has art. Art means benefit, value, meaning. Mantras are meaningful. Mantras are beneficial. They're useful. They're powerful. So what is the art? What is the mantra art of the Panchatattva mantra? You don't realize, as Prabhupada said, I have given you everything. I've given you everything. If you realize it, that's up to you. You have to do something. Guru gives you everything. Gyan, Vigyan, Kripa, Prem, mercy, everything. But we have to also do something from our side, isn't it? It's a two-way street. Love is a two-way street, and it's all about love. Guru is distributing love, but there's some reciprocation from our side has to be there. So, all glories to the Panchatattva mantra. So this text 169, Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Advaita Tinajan Srivasa Gadara Adi Jatta Bhaktagan. While chanting the Panchatattva Maha mantra, one must chant the names of Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda, Dvaita Gadadhar, and Srivas with their many devotees. This is the process. Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. Sabakara Padapadme Koti Namaskar Yachetaiche Kahikichu Chaitanya Bihar. I again and again offer obeisances unto the Panchatattva. Thus, I think that I will be able to describe something about the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Das. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps. Rupa Raghunatha Pada Jara Ash. Ash. Expecting. Expectation. Hoping. I'm hoping that the dust of their feet will ever be on my head. Then I can step forward and continue the writing. Now I've established the Shruti Prasthan. The Shruti Prasthan, I've established the Siddhanta, the Tattva. The basis of Leela is Tattva. First the foundation of the house, first the basement, then the ground, basement, then floor 1 and 2 and 3. So the basis of Leela is Tattva, truth, Siddhanta, understanding. Who's who? Introduce the actors on the stage. Introduce the stage. Set the stage. Introduce the actors. Give a summary of the play. Then describe who are the actors, what are their characteristics, what will they do, and what is their qualification, their adhikar, their lakshana, their gun. What do they represent? What conceptions, what ideas, what philosophy, what tattva? And then begin the Leela, Prabhupada's purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to preach the Sankirtan movement of love of Krishna throughout the entire world. And therefore, during his presence, he inspired the Sankirtan movement. Specifically, he sent Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami to Vrindavan and Nityananda to Bengal. And personally, Mahaprabhu went to South India. In this way, he kindly left the task of preaching his cult in the rest of the world to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, Prabhupada is saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed Krishna consciousness throughout India, the subcontinent of India. And he left the rest of the world for Prabhupada, the Senapati that was predicted to come by Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Mangal, he predicted, yes, I can see with my drishti, my trikala drishti, trikalagya, with my knowledge of past, present and future, my Lochan, I am Lochan. I am Lochan Das Thakur. Lochan means eye. I have Bhavishya Ak, the eye of the future. I can see the future. Bhavishya Drishti. And I see that in the future, a great Senapati Bhakta will come to this world. Here, in this Bharatvarsha, he will take birth in Calcutta. He didn't give the details, otherwise it would be too obvious. There's something called direct meaning and parokshavad. Parokshavad means indirect. So he's saying, someone will come to this land of Bharat, Bharata Bhumate Hoila, Janma Sartaka Kara, right? Manasa Janma Jhara. Someone will come here in the land of Bharat. He will be born in Calcutta in Taliganj, in North Calcutta, under a jackfruit tree. This is all said, but this is all there in Chaitanya Mangal, between the lines. It's called parokshavad. This is all implied meaning. The Senapati. And he will appear there, and he will take diksha, and he will travel all around the world and establish a society. Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha. Now, English is wonderful, and that's the name Prabhupada gave in July 14th in 1966 in America, and when he incorporated ISKCON legally. 1966, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. But when he was writing his manifesto, in Bengali and Hindi preaching, he was writing already before he came to America, in his Bhagavad Darshan magazine, Back to God, he was writing Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha. Such a nectarian. Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha, an association. A Sangha of Vaishnavas. And what will they do? Krishna Bhavanamrita. They will relish the nectar of Krishna, the Bhavanamrita and the Bhavanamrita. They'll relish the nectar of the conceptions of Krishna, the ideas of Krishna, Bhavan, and the Bhav. They'll relish the nectar of Krishna Leela, Krishna Bhav. Krishna Bhav and Prem. Krishna Bhavanamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita. Bhavan and Bhavan. Idea, conception, bhavana. And bhavana means emotion, mood, feeling, sentiments, love. This is the place for that. To relish Krishna's love, Gaur Prem, Nityananda Prem, Guru Prem. Guru Premi. They have these terms in India. Oh, she's a Guru Premi. He's a Guru Premi. absorbed in Guru's love. So Lochan, with his eye of the future, saw that Prabhupada would do this. And he did it. And Prabhupada's knowing that and understanding it, so he's saying it. The members of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness must always remember. So this is an edict, an injunction from Prabhupada for all of us. We are the members, and he's telling us. He's reminding us of something. Always remember this. Satatam Smaratam Vishnu. Always remember this. Don't forget it. What should we remember? What is he saying? Always remember that if we stick to the regulative principles, the four regulative, we stick to them, we don't break them, and we preach sincerely according to the instructions of the acharyas, surely they will have these persons, these devotees, these members of ISKCON or the Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanamrita Sangha. These Sanghis, the members of this association of Prem Sanghis, who engage in preaching and following the four regulative principles, religious principles, what will happen to them? They will definitely, surely, certainly receive Satya, what we said last night, Satyam, Satyam. They will certainly receive the profound blessings, profound blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as a result of receiving those blessings, what will happen? Their preaching work, their prachar, their pracharaks doing prachar, bhakti prachar, their preaching work will be successful everywhere throughout the world. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pada ki. So this is the Adi Leela, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the blessings of all the devotees that have very kindly attended these classes, these auspicious classes of Adi Leela have come to a close. And the next time all of you Sanghis meet here in this Bhavanamrita Sangha, you will start with Madhya Leela, Volume 1. So this is something exciting to look forward to, a new portion of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments? He's closing this purport, because the whole idea is that the chapter is about the Pancha Tattva, and then it's all about preaching, basically, especially the purports. And then Lord Chaitanya is sending all of his followers to go out and preach, not sit in Vrindavan and do bhajan. And he himself is going forward to preach. So now Prabhupada is turning this adhyatmic vichar to the adibhotic vichar, the readers, from our viewpoint. How does it apply to us? So he says, the members of this society, which he already mentioned in the previous international society, they must always remember that if they stick to the regulative principles, means the following four regulative, and they preach sincerely according to the instructions of the acharyas. He doesn't say according to my instruction, he says acharyas. According to the instructions of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta, our Mahajans, Vishnu Chakravarti Rupa, etc. If they preach according to the instructions of the acharyas, then now what will happen? Surely, which means it's a certain kind of absolute adverb, surely they will have the profound, which means, this word escapes me to give a good answer, but it's give the exalted, the deep, the unlimited, profound, they will receive the profound blessings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so they get blessings. So blessings is good. If we get the blessings of Mahaprabhu, that's very good for our individual bhajan and individual spiritual progress, because we're trying to follow sincerely. So that's our bhajan. Our following and is sincerely. But then also part of our bhajan is to preach. Our internal work is bhajan and our external work is pravachan. So we're doing bhajan, following the principles, and we'll get the blessings of the Lord. Well, what about our preaching? Will our preaching be anything? Our bhajan will go nicely. Our internal development and personal improvement will go nicely by Guru Kripa, Gaur Kripa. But what about our preaching? We're trying sincerely. Maybe we don't know so much, but we're trying. What will happen with our preaching? And he says, and So we get two results. One is you get the blessings of Lord Chaitanya, which will be good individually for your personal bhajan. And also those blessings will give a second result. And by those blessings, their preaching work, there means the members of ISKCON, their preaching work will be successful everywhere throughout the world. And that's what Antarashtriya means. Antarashtriya means all the countries. What happened? Here's the question. What happens to those who left their guru and accept other guru? I mean Vaishnav guru. And what happens to those gurus? They practice Krishna consciousness. That's the answer to the first. What happens to someone who has a guru? He practices Krishna consciousness. So now the second thing. Does Harinam Sankirtan counteract the effect of sinful reactions? I mean the sinful atmosphere like Delhi. Well, if you're sitting here, that's the result of Harinam. He's saying, does Harinam purify the ethers and the atmosphere? Certainly it does. Every sound that we vibrate goes 7 times around the planet in a subtle, through the subtle atmosphere. So with the kind of kirtans we're having here, then surely this environment is purified. That's why whoever asked the question, that's why he's sitting here. Because the atmosphere became purified by 70 to 30, by almost 40 years of Sankirtana, purified the ethers and atmosphere of Delhi, so whomever asked the question was able to come into this Sangha and able to hear Harikatha and maybe even take Diksha, or he will take Diksha if he hasn't taken Diksha, all because of the purifying effect of Harinam Sankirtan on the atmosphere of Delhi. Sri Krishna Sankirtan ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.